You know, in most states, the ultimate political prize has been to go to the United States Senate and die there. There's an old saying that longtime Southern senators are wont to say, and that is, the only way I'm going to leave the United States Senate is by the way of the ballot box or in a pine box. Being governor of a state, or most states around the country, is generally considered a prelude or stepping stone to a U.S. Senate seat. Not so in Alabama. The governor's office has always seemed to be the ultimate brass ring. George Wallace could have gone to the U.S. Senate early in his career. In 1966, he had the golden opportunity. He had fought valiantly in 1965 to get the state Senate to change the law that precluded a governor from seating himself. With that door closed, the obvious route for any politician would be to go to the Senate. In 1966, Wallace was at the top of his game. He was at the height of his popularity. Race was a paramount and only issue, and he owned that issue. He owned the state of Alabama politically. He was the king of Alabama politics, and there was a Senate seat up for election. The venerable John Sparkman was up for re-election. Sparkman was powerful, very popular in the Tennessee Valley, but he was no match for George Wallace, and he was considered soft on the race issue. Wallace would have easily beaten Sparkman and gone to the Senate. He chose instead to run his wife for governor, and Lurline trounced an illustrious field of 10 male candidates. After Wallace was shot in his presidential bid in 1972, he survived, but he was mortally wounded and left a paraplegic for the rest of his life. His health was ruined, and he was relegated to constant pain and confined to a wheelchair. Well, in 1978, Alabama had not only one, but both Senate seats vacant. Wallace was ending his third term as governor and had nowhere to go politically. It was obvious to anybody who looked around that Wallace should take one of the open seats. It was his for the asking. His close personal aide and friend, Elvin Stanton, related this scenario to me. Stanton said Wallace was going to run, but the last minute he told Elvin, he said, "Elvin, let's go to Washington and look around." They went together to the Capitol and surveyed the terrain, and it occurred to Wallace that his life would be very difficult, at best maneuvering the steps and corridors of the Capitol in his wheelchair. Plus, he was the only governor of Alabama, and he'd be one of 100 senators with very little seniority. He just didn't want to leave Alabama. He also wanted to be near his doctors, and he wanted to die in Alabama, not Washington. I suspect in the back of Wallace's mind that he thought he might run one more term for governor in 1982. Folks, he did, and he won. He would have won that Senate seat in 1978, and he would have won one earlier in 1966. But the bottom line is, George Wallace just didn't want to be a United States Senator. He liked being governor of Alabama. Thank y'all for listening.